Genesis 21:33. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called upon the name of the Lord, the eternal God. In Hebrew, Vaita Eshel Bivar Sheva Vaikra Sham Beshem Adonai El Olam. We want to discuss this name of God, El Olam, which could be translated simply as God of eternity or God of the world. This word, Olam, has two main meanings, two different attributes that come with it. One, it talks about the eternity. Olam is something that has always existed and will always exist. In Psalms 90, verse 2, we have this expression, Umeolam ad olam ata el. Basically meaning, from eternity to eternity, you are God. And there we could see that the word olam is trying to connect us to God's transcendence over time and space, and how God is everlasting. The other less obvious meaning of the word olam is hidden. And hidden also in a mystical way at times, meaning God is also hidden. And these two things come to talk about the secrecy and the idea that when you take things that are hidden with things that exist forever, these are two qualities that construct the virtues and the wisdom of God, which is over time, eternity, and over things which are hidden. When we talk about the hidden aspect of the word Olam, we can look at it as if God has a purpose. So El Olam, in a way, is an all everlasting wise God that sees everything, knows everything, and is everything. The word Olam and eternity is as if God works from age to age, from generation to generation. He works in the beginning, he works at the end. He encompasses and is constant and present in every phase of what we know as existence, from season to season, from beginning to end.